Hi everyone, this is Pastor Nate. Just wanted to touch base with you again and thought it might be nice this morning just to draw your attention briefly to one passage of scripture that's been a great blessing to me, one that I love, and actually a passage that we took just a couple minutes, a small group of us on a Tuesday night looking at together, and one that I hope will just bring you a lot of comfort and encouragement here this morning. That passage is Psalm 94, verse 19, which says this, "When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul." I'm just going to venture a guess that for many of you, you have more cares on your heart right now than perhaps usual, and maybe those are ramping up moment by moment or even day by day. You may be concerned right now about your own health, wondering if perhaps you'll be one of the people that contracts this coronavirus. As I've talked to people, I think what a lot of people are concerned about actually isn't so much their own health, but the health of other people. Maybe you're concerned here today about your parents or your grandparents who are aging. They're not getting any younger, and they're certainly perhaps more susceptible to this than others, and they're on your heart, they're on your mind right now. I think for others, a major concern right now would be our economy, and not just our local economy, but the global economy, and what are the ramifications? What are the fallout? What's the fallout of that when you have everyone self-isolate and quarantine for weeks, if not months on end, and you shut things down? Where's that going to put us? Economically, obviously, many people are losing jobs, and that may be you, and you may have serious concerns about your own financial situation at the time. For the others of you, school got canceled, your kids are at home, and you're trying to figure out how on earth you're supposed to educate them from home, even if their school's giving them all sorts of resources. They're in your living room, they're at your dining room table trying to get that done, and it's just different. Some of you are trying to work from home right now. Lots of different things going on. I know I was FaceTiming my mom last night. She is an ER nurse in California, and she was relating to me how their hospital is just about out of supplies, and they expect that this next week things are going to especially ramp up where they're at. And just that conversation with my mom immediately after that, now I'm more concerned for my mom than I have been in a long time. She's on my heart. She's on my mind just because she doesn't have the basic medical supplies she needs to do her job. And I think for all of us, there are just things, cares and burdens, worries, anxieties on our hearts and minds. What do you do when life is turbulent, when you are stressed, when you are worried, when all the things of the world seem to be coming at you so fast? And I think that's where a verse like Psalm 94, verse 19 is such a great help. It says, "When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul." And what I want to do just really quick here this morning is offer you four steps to conquer your cares. And the first step that I would give you from this verse is to actually list those cares. What are the cares that are on your heart? The first half of the verse says, "When the cares of my heart are many." What are those things? Can you list them? I'd actually encourage you, grab a piece of paper from the printer, grab a notebook piece of paper and just write them out and figure out what those things are. And sometimes I think what happens is we're not even exactly sure what's on our hearts. We just feel anxious. We feel worried. And putting pen to paper sometimes really helps us identify what the specifics are. And sometimes I think it actually feels like there are 100 things on our hearts. I feel that way. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll feel perhaps anxious or discouraged. And I feel like the world is pressing down on me, and it feels like there are literally 100 things on my heart, but that's rarely ever the case. And I've often found as I've grabbed a piece of paper to write those down, there's typically 3 to 10 things that are on my mind or my heart and weighing me down and making me anxious. Write those things down. Something that I think will be so valuable for you just to identify what they even are. So the first step would be to list your cares. What are they? And step number two I'd encourage you to do is actually to listen to God's consolations or God's words of comfort. This verse again says, "When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations," God's words of comfort, "cheer my soul." If you've driven around Beaumont lately, you know that many people are putting signs and notes in their windows trying to encourage one another and offer hope, saying things like, "We'll get through this together, Beaumont, and everything's going to be okay. And that's nice. I really appreciate the spirit of our community and just wanting to love one another in that way and bring some cheer and hope. But I know for me, while I really appreciate that, it doesn't get the job done for me, right? Because, okay, that sign's great, but these things are still real. What gets the job done in the heart of the Christian is the Word of God. The words of men can't comfort you. They can't cheer your soul. They can't ultimately do for you what needs done in your heart. But the words of God can do that. And we have God's word given to us in abundance. His words of consolation, his words of hope in abundance. What are some of those consolations that God has given us? What words of comfort has God offered you this morning? Actually, in Psalm 94, I'll just give you a few right from this very same psalm. In verse 14, we're reminded that God is always with us. Verse 14 says this, "For the Lord will not forsake his people." And then it goes on to say, "He will not abandon his heritage." Obviously, that's talking about the children of Israel, but it would apply to the church as well. God has made that promise to us. He's never going to leave us or forsake us. Isn't that a great word of comfort right now? Verses 9 to 11 of Psalm 94 remind us that God hears and he sees. He does. He sees exactly what you're going through right now. He hears your cries for deliverance and your grievances. Let me read these verses 9 to 11. "He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nations, does he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are but a breath." God's the one who made our ears. God's the one who made our eyes. He sees, he hears everything. Verse 22, another word of consolation or comfort is that God is a refuge and stronghold. This verse says, "But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God, the rock of my refuge." What a great word of comfort that God is a refuge. He's like a fortress that we can run into and be safe from all the attacks of life and the things coming at us. Verse 23 reminds us that God will ultimately do what is right, that he is just, that he will destroy all that is wrong in the earth. I think what you and I need to make sure that we're doing is that we're scouring our Bibles, that we're constantly inundating ourselves with the comforts of God. And if the cares of your heart are many right now, the consolations of God will cheer your soul, but you have to know what those are. And the place that you'll find those consolations and comforts and learn of them is in the Word of God. So let me encourage you to find the comforts, find the promises of God and His Word today. They're on almost every page of your Bible. A third step is to link God's consolations to your cares. I mentioned maybe grabbing a piece of paper and writing down your cares, perhaps on one side, and maybe you could write God's comforts and consolations on the other side of the paper, and then match those things together. Draw lines from here to there and from there to here, matching the promises of God to your specific cares, concerns, and needs. You need to take step one and step two and bring them together. That's what this verse is talking about. "When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul." God's consolations are the answers to our cares. And we don't want to forget that in times like this. How do we live out this verse? One of the things we do is we line up God's words of comfort with our specific cares, and often we pray through those before the Lord. And often this is done, this giving of our cares to God, letting them be met by the comforts of the Lord. Often that's something that it's not just a one-time thing where, God, I'm going to meditate on this truth right now and how it applies to my situation. Often all throughout the day, we have to keep going back to that, keep doing those things, keep giving our burdens to the Lord in prayer and praying with thanksgiving, giving those burdens to Him, as Philippians talks about. We need to do that constantly, repeatedly. And then the fourth step, just as we wrap up, is to live the life that God has given you with joy. When you do the first three steps that I just mentioned, when you list your cares, when you listen to God's consolations, and then you take those first two steps and you bring them together, you let God's consolations meet your cares, then you're enabled then to go on and live your life with joy, even in the midst of a crisis. Joy that's rooted and grounded in the Lord. And I think that's what the last half of this verse talks about. When the cares of my life are many, your consolations do what? They cheer my soul. God's words of comfort give me joy so that I don't end up living a defeated life, just constantly worried and anxious, but I'm able to go forward and live victoriously with the joy of the Lord. And I hope that'll be your testimony today as you live your life, that it's a life full of joy because you have a relationship with Jesus and you're listening to his words, not just all the words that you're hearing swirling around you. And maybe if you're listening to this, you don't know Jesus. You have no idea the hope and joy that he could bring you. And at Beaumont Baptist Church, we'd love to tell you more about Jesus and how you can have a personal relationship with him. I'd love to talk to you about that. So if you have any questions, let us know. We'd love to talk to you about Jesus. God bless, and hope you have a wonderful day.